Please be seated, and if there are other youngsters who would care to join us, come on down. You can bring a parent or a grandparent or a friend if that makes you feel better about it. When I was a little boy, and still, really, I was a rule follower. If the teacher said to do something a certain way, I tried to do it exactly that way. And that's a good thing, to follow the rules. But sometimes, if we just follow the rules and don't think about why the rules are there in the first place, we forget what's really important. The story that Krista just read is about that. Jesus was teaching, kind of like I'm sitting with you and talking, in a synagogue, which was kind of like a church. He was probably telling some stories about the Bible, which I do sometimes. And while he was telling them, a woman came in who was all bent over. She couldn't stand up straight. She had an illness, and she was all bent over and had been for a long, long time. So when Jesus saw her, he felt sorry for her. He wanted her to be able to stand up again, so he says to her, "Your illness is gone. Stand up." And he walks over and he touches her. He lays hands on her. And when he does that, she is able to stand up straight. Well, now that's pretty cool, huh? That's a really nice thing to do. Except the leader of the synagogue, the leader of that particular church, thought that Jesus was breaking the rules. He was working on the Sabbath day. Now, Jesus didn't think he was working. He thought he was loving that woman by helping her get better. But this man thought he was breaking the rules. So he went around telling people, you know, there are 6 days that he could have cured her. He could have just waited till tomorrow to cure her. Why did he have to break the Sabbath? Why did he have to break the rules? Well, when Jesus heard this, he said, "Let me ask you something. If you have a donkey, or if you have oxen, and on the Sabbath day, if they're thirsty, you untie them and you lead them to water, don't you?" Well, everybody's head was nodding. "Yeah, we do that." Jesus said, "If you can love your oxen and your donkey like that, can't I love this woman by speaking words of healing to her?" And the cool thing is, everybody there said, well, maybe except for the guy who was all mad in the first place, but most of the people there said, "Well, duh, of course. If we can show that kind of care for a donkey, of course you can show that kind of care for this woman who needed to be able to stand up straight and walk." Now, I'm going to be telling some more stories about how Jesus helps us, and how sometimes it's important to remember why we have the rules in the first place. Because we as Christians really have the rules for two reasons: to help us love God and to help us love one another. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us rules so that we can love you and love one another. Thank you for giving us an example in Jesus of how we go about doing that. And help us to remember that just following the rules isn't really the point. It is to learn how to love the way you love. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming down.